Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all time, and the stories behind them. Let's get started. Today we feature The Temptations. Papa Was a Rolling Stone. It's 1972, and Motown was in a transition, the next level, some might say. After dominating the 1960s, America had changed. Civil rights, assassinations, as well the Vietnam War. Motown had just dropped Marvin Gaye's What's Going On album in May of 1971, and Stevie Wonder was about to release Talking Book. And now something called Psychedelic Soul was on offer. Welcome to the New Motor City.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
For this group, let's start at the very beginning. The Temptations got their first audition with Berry Gordy in March of 1961. For that audition, they were called the Elgins. Due to another group holding that name, Motown decided to finally name them the Temptations. In 1963, the Temptations began working with Smokey Robinson as producer and songwriter. For the first couple of years, everything that they released seemed to be a flop. In fact, they were known as the Hitless Temptations due to their lack of hits. But Berry Gordy didn't give up. The group revamped, a few members would come and go, and then finally, the Classic Five era. They were Otis Williams, Melvin Franklin, Paul Williams, Eddie Kendricks, and David Ruffin. In January of 1964, Smokey Robinson and Miracles bandmate Bobby Rogers co-wrote and produced The Way You Do, The Things You Do. The single became The Temptations' first top 20 hit in April of that year.
You got a smile so bright. You know.
And from there, they would have hit after hit.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. I guess you say.
In 1966, a young and upcoming Motown writer-producer had requested the opportunity to produce The Temptations. Berry Gordy gave him that chance, and his name was Norman Whitfield.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me.
And that would be the beginning of a long-lasting relationship. Fast forward, 1971. After a string of hits for The Temptations, Norman Whitfield was looking for something new. He wanted to go psychedelic, as in psychedelic soul. He was inspired by what he was hearing from bands like Sly and the Family Stone, and he had been seen with a tape recorder recording at concerts from a new band called Funkadelic.
We were sitting there, and all of a sudden, on the radio,
a record came on by the name of Dance to the Music.
Yeah.
What was so significant about this record was, this record, talked by Sly and the Family Stone, but it had multi-leads. This is something that was just unheard of. You know, when you got a group, you got a lead singer and a background.
Right, that was
well,
the formula.
Sly was singing, his sister was singing, his brother was singing, Larry was singing, Larry Graham. When he came up with the track of Clown 9, he thought about it. He said, you know what? And I told him, Norman, why don't we just use everybody? I said, man, we got all this talent up here. You know, everybody sings their own song. We got great voices. And that's how Cloud 9 came about.
Childhood part of my life wasn't very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in another chair beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. I'm doing fine up here on Cloud 9.
Here's a little more about Norman Whitfield. He first started at Motown when he was just 19. Berry Gordy liked his persistence and hired him for the quality control department. In today's lingo, that would be an A&R man. Then Whitfield started writing songs for Motown. His first big hit was Marvin Gaye, Pride and Joy. And that was just the beginning. And then Berry Gordy allowed Norman Whitfield to produce. That was Norman Whitfield with The Undisputed Truth. That song was written by Norman and Barrett Strong. And if that name sounds familiar, it's only because Barrett Strong was the guy who put Motown on the map with their very first hit.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
that song was written by Berry Gordy himself and Janie Bradford, and would later be recorded by groups like the Beatles, Ray Charles, and many others. By the way, it should be mentioned that Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations was not the original version. Earlier in 1972, Norman Whitfield had recorded the song with The Undisputed Truth.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died.
Norman was ready to take things psychedelic, and he decided to re-record Papa Was a Rolling Stone with The Temptations. The Temptations had gone through a few member changes, most notably Dennis Edwards had replaced David Ruffin. But there were conflicts in the studio while recording Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Here's Dennis Edwards talking to the Hall of Fame about his relationship with Norman Whitfield.
Me and Norman Whitfield, we had one of the greatest marriages with singer and producer in the history of the music business. Believe it or not, we argued all the time. Norman was the type of guy, he'll come up, he'll play the music, he'll say, now Dennis, David Ruffin could really sing this. But I don't think you can sing it.
Right.
You know what he was doing though, I found out later, was pushing.
Sort of challenging you,
he was challenging me. And it would make me mad. I would say, well, can I at least try to sing it? He said, no, you're not going to be able to sing it as good as David.
The opening line to the song was, it was the 3rd of September, a day I'll always remember, because that was the day that my daddy died.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember, yes, I will, because that was the day that my
Dennis Edward claimed that his father had died on that day and he wanted nothing to do with singing that line.
When I got in the studio with Norman and I heard the track, first thing I asked him, I said, do you know anything about my family? he said, no. He said, it's just really a coincidence. The publicity people took it and ran with it. They said, this is a true story about it. What it did was, by just that little moment before I recorded it, it brought me down just enough to think about my father, that's exactly the feeling he wanted. And the rest is history.
But as it turned out, his father actually died on the 3rd of October. So the problem was solved. But there were other stress points. The Temptations were not happy with Norman Whitfield. They felt that Norman was more musically focused and not focused on them as a vocal group. For the record, the original album version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone was 12 minutes long. The intro itself was 3 minutes and 53 seconds long before you even heard a Temptation. And there were other problems as well. Whitfield forced Dennis Edwards to re-record his part dozens of times until he got it right. After all of that, the song would go on to become a number one hit on Billboard's Hot 100 and won the Temptations 3 Grammy Awards in 1973. In retrospect, Otis Williams of the Temptations said, "Papa Was a Rolling Stone was their last real classic hit." The B-side of Papa Was a Rolling Stone was the instrumental, and it won the Grammy for Best R&B Instrumental, which was awarded to Norman Whitfield and arranger-conductor Paul Reiser. And then Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong won a Grammy for Best R&B Song as the song's composers. There you have a total of 3 Grammys for that song. Papa Was a Rolling Stone was ranked 169 on Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest songs of all time. In the mid-70s, Norman Whitfield would go on producing hits. That was Rolls Royce from the motion picture Car Wash. He produced the entire soundtrack. Norman Whitfield died, coincidentally, in September of 2008 and was credited as one of the creators of the Motown sound. He was inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2004. As for the Temptations, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. The last surviving member of the Classic Five era is Otis Williams. George Nelson described them best in his book, Cool As They Wanna Be. Long live the music of the Temptin' Temptations.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. That was the day then my daddy died.
You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song suggestion. And the beat goes on. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you the next time.